Since May 1st, when President Bush declared that major combat operations were over, 77 U.S. troops have died in the line of duty in Iraq. That's roughly a third of all American deaths since the beginning of the war. From California, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco profiles one of those soldiers, 25-year-old Army Ranger Andrew Criss.
Before joining the Army, Andrew Criss worked here at Steelskin, a small body jewelry factory in Poway, a San Diego suburb. When he shipped off to boot camp, he left behind written instructions for how to shape and polish the materials to make tongue studs, earplugs, and belly button ornaments. His buddies note that Criss would never have been actually caught wearing the stuff, but he did have a tattoo on his arm, and he liked punk rock. Still at his old workstation are tape cassettes and CDs of Wagner, Beethoven, and his favorite hardcore band, Fear. With his buzzed haircut, Andrew Criss wore combat boots and camouflage long before enlisting, say his friends at Steelskin. They all lived together in bachelor pads and would often go camping together. Brett Hall was one of his coworkers and roommates.
When I first met him, he was really pale and skinny, had a shaved head. He was a little skater punk. He's a vegan, too. He was, like, allergic to meat. He would break out whenever he would eat it. And then he started, like I said, started hanging out with us, and we got him to eat meat, drink a little bit more beer, and he kind of conquered that.
Hall says before joining the Army, Criss bulked up his muscles by running through the hills with a backpack full of rocks. He also loved watching the History Channel and reading books about World War II. He and his friends even used to recreate battle scenes from that war.
You know, you put on our uniforms and kind of reenact back then, you know. I mean, have the correct mess kits and everything. You know, they would put the bayonets on and act like they were fighting each other, you know.
Hall says Criss built a miniature battleground for his G.I. Joes. At his workstation, he left behind a talking action figure from the movie Full Metal Jacket. Andrew Criss's grandfather served in World War II. His uncle was an Army Special Forces intelligence officer during the Vietnam War, and his father served in the Army Airborne. Criss never really knew his dad, who died when he was 3 years old. Before leaving for Iraq, Criss stopped by his hometown, Huntsville, Alabama. His older brother, Derek, describes their visit to the Huntsville Cemetery.
We went to my father's grave, and he pulled out his airborne wings, his Ranger tab, in his battalion patch, and he laid them on our dad's grave, and, you know, he just said, "Dad, I did this for you." It was just unexpected, but he did it, and, you know, we both kind of teared up a little bit and kind of gave a little hug, and it was just kind of like at that moment, I mean, he just totally, I don't know, he connected, I guess, to himself in a way.
Derek Criss says his brother dreamed of teaching history, but he was killed just a few days after arriving in Iraq when the convoy he was leading was attacked.
You know, Andrew died doing what he believed in, doing what he was committed to, and, you know, he was there with the best group of guys that he could be there with, his Ranger buddies, and, you know, and they were ambushed, and there's nothing anybody could have done about it. And, you know, and Andrew made his peace, and if he had to go in some way or another, then this would be the way that he would have chosen.
Derek Criss helped lay his little brother to rest in Huntsville, Alabama. Last night, his friends honored him in a memorial service in California. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
An online memorial for Andrew Criss is at npr.org.